favicons, impossible colors, and a perceptron running inside Age of Empires 2. Weekend Hacker News reliably surfaces pieces driven by pure curiosity, and Saturday delivered several. Tim Worrell's favicon website post demonstrates that a browser favicon, typically a tiny icon file, can, with creative encoding, contain an entire working website. The comments split predictably between readers who find it a delightful technical party trick and security researchers who immediately note that if a website fits in a favicon, so does other arbitrary data that scanning tools might overlook. The HN community is holding both reactions simultaneously, which is precisely the right response to dual-use creative hacking. Ryan Moulton's post on display color limits is genuinely mind-expanding. Every monitor, even a wide-gamut display, can only render colors within a triangle of the visible spectrum defined by its red, green, and blue primaries. Human eyes can perceive colors that no current display technology can reproduce. Not theoretical constructs, but colors one can actually experience through specific optical techniques. The post describes methods for accessing some of these colors, including approaches that exploit opponent color processing in the visual system to generate perceptions sitting outside the normal display gamut. A related "Can You See Three Trees?" post on stereoscopic depth perception sparked an impromptu community survey. A meaningful fraction of readers reported they simply cannot perform stereoscopic fusion, describing what it is actually like to lack normal depth perception. The English vocabulary quiz, "How many of the 170,000 English words do you know?" generated 483 comments, an extraordinary number for an interactive quiz. The methodology samples words across frequency bands and estimates total vocabulary from hit rates. The HN community immediately began debating the statistical validity of the sampling approach, native speaker advantages, and whether domain-specific expert vocabulary distorts the estimate. Meanwhile, the Age of Empires 2 Perceptron post sits at the intersection of machine learning and game modding. The author built a functional 1957-era neural network using the game's trigger and scripting system, treating a real-time strategy game as a computing substrate. The community also paused to remember Bobby Prince, the composer behind the music for Doom, Wolfenstein 3D, and Duke Nukem 3D, who recently passed away. The tribute thread reflects how formative that music was for the generation that built much of today's technology. Prince worked under severe constraints. MIDI output through PC sound cards that varied wildly in quality, yet produced music with enough emotional signature that developers are still citing specific memories tied to those tracks 3 decades later. The E1M1 theme from Doom became, for many, the soundtrack of late-night programming sessions in the early 1990s.